I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There are an estimated 30,000 Iraqi refugees living in the United States. For many of them, it's a difficult transition. They might not be able to do the same sort of work they did in Iraq, or their notion of what America is like may not match what they find here. Our next story is about one Iraqi refugee who's finding a way to put the trauma of Baghdad behind him while putting his ingenuity to good use. Chris Burrell sent us this report from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Chanting from the Quran plays on the computer in the bedroom of a fourth-floor walk-up apartment. Iraqi refugee Wissam Mali talks of two very different Americas.
I see the difference between the night and the day.
The America he knew in Baghdad during the U.S. occupation, and the one he is getting to know in a small New Hampshire city where he's lived for 8 months.
I see in the first day, really, I felt very scared about everything because I have an idea about the Americans. Not good idea, really. How can I know? They destroyed my house 2 times. They didn't pay anything.
So when Wissam, his wife, and 3 children qualified last year as refugees, America was not at the top of the list of countries where he wanted to resettle.
I think I'm the first one. I tried to change the place because I know the army of the United States, I hate them. I know the Bush and I hate them.
But nearly 6,000 miles from the Americans Wissam met in Baghdad, that resentment has been transformed by everyday Americans he's met, and especially by someone you might not expect a Muslim man to warm up to, a Catholic nun.
Because I come from Iraq, you lose everything. Like you feel you are a baby, you are a newborn. You're searching for anyone to help you. And the first of them I see is Sister Lorraine. I feel her like the best sister. If I need something like TV, like a computer, she give it to me. And to all of the new refugees. And when I see her, I see, now I can see the American in another eyes, not the old eyes.
This newfound vision of America spurred Wissam into action. He got the idea that he too could help refugees and people in need.
Because the motor is not working now. We need to open the motor and fix it.
Wissam is an electrical engineer, and for months now he's been plucking appliances from the trash and from sidewalks, repairing them and giving them away.
The American people, I don't know why they didn't fix anything. It's very easy to fix it.
Wissam says it was Sister Lorraine who inspired him.
I see now in the street anything, television or fan or air condition, any electrical, I take it and fix it and give it to Sister Lorraine or give it by myself to a new refugee because I want to do like Sister Lorraine. I want to help everyone. Any new refugee, when he comes to the United States, he will find another one to help him.
In Sister Lorraine O'Coin's view, Wissam has done just that.
I was handing them out to other families, irons and computers and televisions and radios and fans and air conditioners and you name it, you know. He was really amazing at being, you know, blenders, even that, you know, and the people were so grateful.
Wissam says Iraqis learned to salvage and repair old goods during the nearly 13-year trade embargo of Iraq. There wasn't much choice. Now in America, he's poor, looking for full-time work, and still needs to be resourceful.
Everything I think I give it from the trash. This recorder, this fan, and the air condition.
Back at the kitchen table where Wissam does all the repair work, his 15-year-old son Mohammed helps out with the fan. They speak in Arabic. And amidst the screwdrivers and screws littered on the tablecloth, there is warmth in this father-son endeavor.
I think he's my best friend and my best helper. And sometimes he gives me a new idea I take from him. Really, I say he will be a good designer because he have a very good imagination.
Inside of 20 minutes, Wissam and Mohammed have cannibalized one fan for a working capacitor.
I think smoking. I think so.
Now comes the test. And another appliance from the streets of Manchester finds a new life on Wissam's kitchen table, much as Wissam and his family piece together a new life in America.
Can't take it if you need it.
For The World, I'm Chris Burrell in Manchester, New Hampshire.